Daddy Long Legs by Jean Webster. Day 1. Blue Wednesday. The first Wednesday in every month was a perfectly awful day. It was a day that one waited for with fear, tried to get through with courage, and forgot as soon as possible. Every floor must be perfectly clean, every chair free of dust, and every bed without a wrinkle. 97 little orphans must be washed and dressed in their best clothes. All 97 must be reminded of their manners and told to say, "Yes, sir," "No, sir," whenever a trustee spoke. It was a difficult time, and poor Jerusha Abbott, being the oldest orphan, had to bear the worst of it. But this particular first Wednesday, like the others before it, finally came to an end. Jerusha left the kitchen where she had been making sandwiches for the guests and went upstairs to finish her regular work. Her special care was room F, where 11 little children, from 4 to 7 years old, had their 11 little beds all in a row. Jerusha lined them up, straightened their dresses, and wiped their noses. Then she led them in an orderly and willing line towards the dining room to enjoy a happy half hour with bread and milk and fruit pudding. Then she dropped down on the window seat and rested her aching head against the cool glass. She had been on her feet since 5 that morning, taking orders from everyone, scolded and hurried by a nervous matron. Mrs. Lippett, behind the scenes, was not always as calm or as kind as she tried to appear when she faced the trustees. Jerusha looked out across the lawn, beyond the tall iron fence, to the village in the distance. The day had ended, quite successfully as far as she knew. The trustees had toured the property and read their reports and drunk their tea. Now they were hurrying back to their own cheerful homes to forget about the orphans and their problems for another month. Jerusha watched all the cars as they left. In her imagination, she followed first one car, then another, back to the big houses where their owners lived. She saw herself in a fur coat and an expensive hat, sitting back in the seat and saying, "Home," to the driver. But at the door of her imagined home, the picture grew blurred. Jerusha had an imagination, such a powerful one that Mrs. Lippett had even told her that her imagination would get her into trouble if she didn't take care, beyond the front door of that home. Poor little Jerusha. In all her 17 years, had never stepped inside an ordinary house. She could not picture the daily life of those other humans who lived their lives without having to look after orphans. "Jerusha Abbott, you are wanted in the office, and I think you'd better hurry up." Tommy Dillon's singing grew louder as he got nearer to room F. Jerusha tore herself away from the window and faced the troubles of life again. "Who wants me?" she asked Tommy anxiously. "Mrs. Lippett in the office, and I think she's angry. Amen." Tommy was having a little fun by singing the message as if it were a hymn, but he was not trying to be cruel. Even the most hardened little orphan felt sorry for someone sent to the office to face the angry matron. And Tommy liked Jerusha, even if she did sometimes pull him by the arm and wash his face much too hard. Jerusha wondered what could have gone wrong. Were the sandwiches not thin enough? Had a lady visitor seen the hole in Susie Hawthorne's stocking? Worst of all, had one of the sweet little children in her own room F been rude to a trustee? The long lower hall had not been lighted. As she came down the stairs, a last trustee stood in the open door. Jerusha noticed only one thing about the man, that he was very tall. He was waving his arm to let the driver of his car know he was ready to leave. As the car came nearer, its headlights threw his shadow sharply against the wall inside. The shadow had very long legs and arms that ran along the floor and up the wall. It looked exactly like a huge Daddy Long Legs. Jerusha's worry suddenly changed to laughter. She was by nature a happy person, and would laugh at anything, even a little bit funny. If one could get any sort of fun out of a serious person such as a trustee, then that was an unexpected pleasure. She walked on to the office looking much happier and presented a smiling face to Mrs. Lippett. To her surprise, the matron was also, if not exactly smiling, at least relatively friendly. She wore an expression almost as pleasant as the one she used for visitors.